Okay, the Victorian Disability Sport and Recreation Awards are a celebration of the achievements of sports people with disability, coaches, organisations, officials, the whole box and dice. Now, one guy who is up for the gong for Administrator of the Year for his work with Solve is Tim Marchanton, and he joins us on the phone this morning. Tim, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. Thanks for the time.
No problem at all. First of all, tell us about Solve and the work you do, particularly around Central Victoria.
Oh, I think I have the best job in the world. Solve Disability has an ethos of making sure that everybody, regardless of a disability, lives their best life in sport and recreation and leisure. So one of our greatest programs, I think, is our Freedom Wheels Bikes program, where we build a custom bike to fit anybody, no matter how you like to move around. We believe that everybody deserves to ride a bike, so we get to help them do that.
Right. Well, so how does that work? How do people get in touch with you or vice versa in relation to, first of all, the need for something like this and then how it's going to be produced?
Yeah, often people with disabilities have their own occupational therapist that would help them find us, and then we will custom build things for them around whatever their need might be or the desire might be. And they can find us through our website, of course, solve.org.au. But the nice thing is that with the NDIS funding lots of modifications, we're then enabled to help people, you know, cover the costs of things. But our best asset is our volunteers, who are mostly retired engineers who give up their time to design and build gadgets. In a MacGyver sense, they create one-off pieces of equipment that, you know, that help people get out there and live their best life.
Yeah, no, that is fantastic for sure. Now, you're up, as I said, for the gong in these Disability Sport and Recreation Awards. And I guess it's similar. I spoke to a young doctor from Bendigo yesterday who's also received some awards. You don't do it for the awards, but it must be nice at the same time for the organisation via you to be recognised for the work that's being done.
Look, we were really flattered and humbled to be recognised. I don't myself have a lived experience of disability, but I'm very privileged that I get to see people really thriving under the work that we do. We've been running some community inclusive sports days to help people come out and try a sport in their local area that they might not have thought of trying before, with the view that, you know, the local sports clubs that are more inclusive and accessible, which they should be, but we support everybody to have those first experiences, and it leads on to people getting into sports that you know, they may never have contemplated before, or perhaps they've played a sport previously and maybe sustained, you know, a serious injury and have to look at a modified version of that sport. But what we see time and time again is not only the people feeling like they're really congruent with how they like to get out and be playful, but they're actually meeting other people in the community. So, you know, every school holidays, we're planning on running something in your wonderful region.
Yeah, and you got one coming up, what, in January, is it, or...?
Look, we are planning now, just with the lockdown, we're trying to, you know, work out how we can make that work again, because for a while we weren't able to get out to the regions. But we're looking at definitely running something in the January school holidays. Stay tuned. It's a little bit top secret right now, but we'll be advertising that widely through our networks.
Fantastic. And in terms of your networks, I guess what, your website, would that be one of the first places people could go to check out more?
That would be fantastic. So I did want to share a quick story with you that happened recently, if I may. We had a little girl come to one of our bike assessment clinics to see if we could build a Freedom Wheels bike for her. And when she arrived, she was a little forlorn because the clinic was held at a leisure centre and she thought she was actually coming swimming. So she was a little bit teary because it wasn't what she was planning for her day. Loves her swimming. But very quickly, our two engineer volunteers built a bike for her that wouldn't look like a bike that you or I might ride, Robbo, but it certainly fit her perfectly. And as she started to ride around, she became more and more confident. And I thought, oh, she's at risk now of riding so fast. We better make sure she understands how to brake. So we pulled her over and did some stop-and-go games, and that was great. And she, you know, at 5 years old, going on 30, said to me, what's your name again? And I said, I'm Timbo. And she goes, well, Timbo, I'm winning at life. And she rides off on the bike. And I'm not afraid to tell you that myself and the two volunteers were reaching for the Kleenex, because it was a beautifully poignant moment of this little girl just being like every other kid, but winning at life. What a great opportunity!
Yeah, no question about that. That is just brilliant, and that must give you so much satisfaction, Tim. That's wonderful. So,
well, as I said before, you know, I think my team and I have the best job in the world.
When are the awards?
So next Tuesday night. It's exciting. We're nominated for three categories. So it's going to be a bit of a celebration. We're all looking forward to actually getting dressed up and going to an actual event. You know, yeah. It's all new again. So, we're really happy to be out there. And there are some amazing athletes that will be showcased on the night in the other categories. So some of them Paralympians. So a great guy called Jason Lees, who went to Tokyo with the rugby Steelers team. It'd be great to see some of those guys face-to-face. You know, yeah. They're some of my personal heroes.
Fantastic. Mate, it's great to talk to you, Tim. Congratulations on the work you've done to date with all of your volunteers and other members. And we wish you well for the awards as well. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you, Robert. Take care.
All the best. Tim Martinton, who is up for that gong, he's working with Solve, does a lot of work around here, which is terrific.